Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We heard from the birds, feel a whole lot better. Joining us now live in the studio are acclaimed artists David Kale and Matthew Dean Marsh. They are in You Don't Know the Lonely One at the Ankrum Opera House. It's a very cool play, and they're going to tell you more about it, but I can tell you at least what you can know about the play is that there's going to be monologues, poems, stories, and songs that explore what it means to be alone. So, good morning, friends.
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. Now, you guys are actors in the play, and what else is your involvement?
I co-wrote the stories and the monologues, and...
Yeah, so there's three creators of this piece. David Kale and Dale Orlando Smith wrote a series of monologues, and you wrote one of the songs?
Yeah,
and, with you. And then I wrote the songs as well. Mm.
And you sing them.
And I sing them. Right.
And play them on the piano.
That's true.
Nice. So is it kind of like there's dialogue and then you break into song?
Not exactly. It's more collagey than that. So you'll have one actor portraying a character and they're doing a monologue, and then it'll kind of transition into a song that I do, and then we'll go into a new character. So it's not, you know, jazz hands or anything like that.
Now, how did this come about? How did this collaboration begin, and why did you decide to do this? You're not the lonely ones.
Well, Dale Orlando Smith, who's really a kind of an astonishing writer, actor, she was a runner-up for the Pulitzer Prize a few years ago. She approached me about, she was interested in doing a show about loneliness and solitude, and sort of the difference between the two of them. And I said, because she's also friends with Matthew, I said, yes, but can we have songs in it? And ask Matthew to write the songs. So
now,
the three of
from
us
a series of monologues about loneliness, do the songs play into it, or is it the juxtaposition of the monologue? Like, how does it work?
There's a bit of a juxtaposition. I'd say each character that David and Dale are portraying are kind of in a different chapter of life and have a different relationship to loneliness. And then my songs, there's a through line story that my songs create and how my character is choosing to deal with their loneliness. So while you're watching it, there's not a sense, maybe you're not really sure how these dots are connecting, but by the end, hopefully, you walk away seeing that they do indeed connect.
Those are my favorite kinds of performances where things have different patches, and then the patch is all get put together and you get a big quilt at the end.
Yeah.
That's
really kind of what this is. You know, it's, I mean, without, it feels, I mean, when we started working on it, and maybe it sounds pretentious, but I was really thinking more in terms of like a painting that works as a whole. But like, this doesn't really have a linear story, but we're hoping that the whole piece feels like a whole, which I think it does. I mean, based on what we're hearing from the audience.
Well, using that as a, you know, allegory, paintings and painters, they'll start out with a blank canvas, paint goes on it, and whatever is there changes form so many times before the artist says, okay, this picture's done.
Yeah.
Which is a lot like life in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of our characters is a painter.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the first project in a long time where, even as we've been presenting it, I'm like, what is this? There's kind of a mysteriousness to it. And being inside of it feels kind of strange because we're still figuring it out. It's also the first production of this. So as audiences this weekend come to see it, they'll be among the first people to witness this work in its now, form.
What was cool for me is that I overheard you talking before we had the chat on air. And, you know, when I briefly said hello, I asked how the performance were last week. And you both said that what the end result of the performance is and what people got out of it was pretty intense for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the experience?
People, the thing that's really heartening about this, one of the things, is that the audiences have been a wide range of ages, and people are across the board saying that they're very moved by it, and it's been getting standing ovations, and I mean, it's just you never know what it's. The show has a kind of mystery to it, but I think it has integrity and. It's very human, the humanity of it.
Well, it sounds that way. It sounds like it's at least something that each and every one of us has experienced at some point, whether or not it was brought on by somebody else or you're just lonely in general. But there are times when that creeps in, and it's an overwhelming feeling for a while till you get yourself out of it. But I can only imagine because I've experienced it, and I'm sure others have too. So when they go see others acting out what's going on internally for one another, you connect with the whole performance, all the songs and everything. Like they're speaking my story, right, which is a cool thing. So congratulations on that impact that you're having.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's strong. And it must feel good as people who wrote it and are performing it. And then when you come off the stage, you feel what you put into it coming back to you from the audience saying, wow, that really was an experience, not just something for 2 hours that you entertained me, which is why we go out and enjoy this. But if you can get something out of it and go home and, well, if it makes a difference in your world, then you hit a home run. So congratulations to you. And, we're looking forward to tonight's performance. It's at 7 o'clock. There's another one tomorrow. And then a matinee on Sunday, which is the closing performance. After the shows, do you guys, like, hang out? Or do you just, like, sit backstage and be like, woo, we nailed it?
We never go, oh, we nailed it. We're too insecure.
No, we hang out.
We hang out. Yeah. I mean, Matthew and I, we've worked on a lot of things together. And Dale's an old friend. So we definitely hang out.
Nice. Do you go out in the audience and, you know, hang with the people?
Sometimes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's always a good experience, especially if you connected with the artists as they're on stage, and then they come off and they're just regular cats who want to, you know, have a glass of water with you and hang out.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, congratulations for writing a moving piece. There's only 3 more opportunities to see the play at the Ankrum Opera House. Do you think it'll move on? Do you think it'll have wings and fly?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
And one thing that's really, I mean, it's such a beautiful theater. Mm. It's such a jewel of a theater. Also, seeing it in such an intimate room.
That also
is really adds to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I don't know if we'll ever do it in such an intimate situation, but it really works with the show.
Mm. Well, folks, you have 3 more chances. Tonight at 7, tomorrow at 7, Sunday at 2 o'clock, all at the Ankrum Opera House. Visit ankrumoperahouse.org. And don't miss David Kale and Matthew Dean Marsh, who are here in the studio of 98.1 KZE. They'll be on stage tonight at 7 o'clock. Do you folks have any pre-performance rituals that you do?
I warm up.
Yeah, I warm up too.
Yeah.
Vocally or run around?
Mine is a vocal warm up. Yeah, it's a lot of lip twirls and stuff like that. Yeah. It's not very glamorous.
Yeah, no, I love the before show, like backstage action. All you hear is, whoa! Like crazy sounds that make no sense. They're not even in any key. That was in the key of M and the way we like it. But it's really just to stretch out your vocal cords because you must project.
Right. You must.
Yes. So thank you for doing what you do, entertaining the people and bringing great monologues with songs and poems and just performing your hearts out at the Ankrum Opera House. Tonight, 7. Tomorrow, 7. Sunday, 2 o'clock. Get tickets and info. AnkrumOperaHouse.org. Where is the address? 1330 County Route 7, the Ankrum Opera House. Thanks a lot, folks, for joining us in the studio, and all the best to you all.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
Yeah, and as we say, break a leg and knock them dead. Yeah. Leave them wanting more. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.